Oh, don't suffer for your art, Chet.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
You're indeed on Various Artists. It's great to have your company. Hana Pira-Awake has recently been awarded the 2024 Curatorial Residency with Delfina Foundation and Metroland Cultures in London. Hana will spend 12 weeks in London starting in April as the New Zealand Curator in Residence in Delfina Foundation's Spring 2024 residency season. During the residency, Hana will be spending time working alongside Metroland Cultures in Brent, as well as pursuing their own research. I caught up with Hana this morning to hear about the residency. I began by asking Hana about their motivations for applying.
I guess there were kind of three reasons. The first reason was kind of reading about what Metrolands do in the borough of Brent and the way in which they kind of facilitate these projects and space for just different people in the community to come together, not necessarily with the focus being the production of contemporary art. You know, they have conversations around why it's so difficult to find housing. And I don't know, that really just like aligned with a lot of the things that I care about in terms of what I think contemporary art can do in terms of like not necessarily producing like an exhibition, but just actually being able to provide space for people to have, you know, conversations, exchanges, share knowledge, meet each other. Yeah, and they do a lot of, like, when they do art projects, like there was another project recently where they had two artists that are also workers, I think healers, and they were working with a group that work with, I believe, like migrant women, who have experienced domestic violence. You know, just sort of like things, like I just felt like that was a space in which my practice has kind of been working in for a long time, particularly within K2Pi, and so that interests me. The second reason was I'd read a little bit about the history of Delfina Foundation and how the artist residents used to have this kind of every week, I think they used to have dinner together. And then I also read that it was office, like a neighbour, close neighbour was Buckingham Palace. And I guess as an Indigenous person, it just felt really, I thought that would be really interesting to be right at the, you know, right in the heart of the empire, and but also be surrounded by these kind of, you know, different artists from all over the world that have these different perspectives. And I just thought it would be a really interesting opportunity to learn. And I guess the third reason was, so the last resident that they had was my friend James had the residency just before this, just before me. So James Tapsell Pahulangi is an artist and a curator as well. And we went to art school together. And I don't know, just when I had read about, knowing his practice and what he's interested in, I thought, oh, well, if James has done this residency, then it must be a good experience.
Yeah, you mentioned the residency emphasises this intersection of art and community. Obviously, Brent is probably a different kind of architectural and socioeconomic space to where you work here in Aotearoa. How do you see that side of your practice translating into the residency?
I guess I've always kind of, like, been pretty concerned with I guess, ways of sharing with people. And I guess for me, my kind of entry into contemporary art was pretty, like, a very roundabout way. And I didn't come from a background where, you know, like, I think we had one, like, I'd never been to an art gallery until I was, like, maybe 19 or 20. So I didn't really have that same kind of relationship I don't have that same relationship to contemporary art that I think some of my peers might have, who maybe grew up with parents that have art, that took them to galleries, or parents who are painters. So I guess being an Indigenous person who's also comes from a working class background, engaging with different communities has always been like a really like important part of my kaupapa as a curator, especially, but also in terms of like the way I like engage with making art is very much informed by thinking about, I guess, struggles and kind of instances of history that maybe are hidden, or not hidden necessarily, but just are yet to, like, are still being revealed. And so I guess, yeah, I think my practice would be situated really well within that context of, yeah, because I've done a lot of different projects. Actually, BFM were really supportive a couple of years ago when Ketu Pai did like a book run for women's and for books for libraries and prisons. We've done a lot of like kind of community-led work. I guess that comes also from the fact that the person I run Ketu Pai with isn't an artist. So I'm always been interested in working with people who aren't artists, as well as working with other artists. But yeah, I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm hyped up on coffee and I'm just like, yes.
The best time of the morning to talk to you then, I'm sure. I would love to pick up on what you mentioned there about this. Histories revealing themselves in that positionality of the residency near Buckingham Palace. You're there for a limited amount of time, so I'd love to know what Ki Māori and decolonial texts you expect to take over and share with the other practitioners over there.
Yeah, there's sort of a few things that I want to take over there. I guess I really want to take over. I'm reading a really great book by Jared Davidson, who's, I guess, like an archivist. I think the manuscript curator or librarian, I can't remember, at the National Library. Anyway, he's written a great book called Blood and Dirt that kind of talks about, I guess, like the labour history of prison labour within Aotearoa, which is something that I'm very interested in. I want to bring that book over. I would like to bring over, I think a really great book is Ani Makaidi's Colonising Myths, Māori Realities. I'd like to bring over Morgan Godfrey's Puka Puka, Maui Street. And then there's a few other ones that I kind of want to look at as well. Just looking at my bookshelf. Yeah, I guess, Red Skin, White Mask as well, by a native, writer from Turtle Island named Glenn Sean Crawford. I've actually started a big pile of books that I want to bring over. There's a bunch of things that I'm reading, but I also wanted to, engage. I've been trying to read more texts related to, I guess, experiences of living in London. So I've been trying to read a little bit of Stuart Hall and another writer of that similar ilk called Paul Gilroy, who wrote a really amazing book called The Black Atlantic that I'm reading at the moment. I try to read like three books at once, but it doesn't always work out. I've got this huge pile and I'm like, well, I need to take other things over there with me, and I should probably think about like what the weather's going to be like and whether it's a bring
yeah.
my coat.
Yes, do I need a coat or do I need six more books?
Yeah.
It's a true predicament to be in. Let me put my microphone on. That was Hana Pera Oake speaking with me about their newly announced curatorial residency with Delfina Foundation and Metroland Cultures in London later this year.